Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
From your 2005 White Sox World Series championship team, it's All-Star A.J. Pierzynski, now working on Fox Sports and doing a fabulous job. A.J., you are entertaining, you are informative, and you need to ask for a raise.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate you. Maybe you should be my agent.
So are the Astros now the most hated team? Have they replaced the Yankees as the club most fans love to hate?
I mean, White Sox fans sure appeared like that when they with all the chants and all the funny stuff they were yelling at them. So maybe, I don't know, you have to ask other fans, but I think the White Sox fans let their opinion be known during this two games over at Guaranteed Rate Field. But, yeah, I mean, it's a weird situation, right? Because that was a few years ago, but people haven't got their chance last year to kind of get after them. But, yeah, I mean, there was definitely some hate spewed at Guaranteed Rate the last couple of days.
Yeah, it was quite a bit. AJ, what should the White Sox players take from this, even though they fell short of their ultimate goal?
Well, it was a good – I mean, they should take the experience, I think. Mm-hmm. It was a good year, not a great year for them. Listen, their goal was to win the World Series. They brought in Tony. They made the trades that they made to go try to win a World Series. And they came up short. Now, listen, it wasn't for lack of effort, and it wasn't for lack of anything else. The Astros were just better, in my opinion. They're experienced. They know how to play in those situations. You know, they didn't make any mistakes, really, in that whole series. And every time it seemed like the White Sox made any small mistake, the Astros pounced on it. And that's why they've been to the LCS for five straight years. That's why that doesn't happen very often. But they are just, for me, a better team. But the White Sox need to take the experience of what happened and learn from it and try to get better. And that's it. That's all you can really do, because it's the worst feeling in the world when you lose that last game and you're watching the other team jump up and down. It's a terrible feeling. You think about it all winter. You think about anything you could have done to change what was going on. And, it's terrible.
You mentioned Tony coming in. Do you see any reason that he would not come back next season?
If he wants to come back, he'll be back.
Right.
I mean, I think we all know where his relationship is with the guy who makes ultimately the decision, and that's Jerry Reinsdorf. So, I mean, unless Tony comes to him and says, I don't want to do this, which from the limited interactions I've had with Tony, I don't think there's any chance that he would ever say that, because I think now he's kind of at the point where he has something to prove that when the White Sox hired him, it was the right move. And he's obviously a Hall of Fame manager and a Hall of Famer and done pretty much everything. And I think this is one last challenge that he has left to try to accomplish. So I don't know. I don't see a way that would happen. Now, again, if he goes to Jerry and says, listen, I'm burnt out, things didn't go the way we thought, maybe we should look in a different direction. Other than that, yeah, there's no way he's not back. Yeah.
Well, what was that all about near the end of the game, AJ, when Tony came out yelling and screaming after Abreu got hit? Was La Russa just looking for a little TV exposure at that point? Because there's no reason for them to throw at him, right?
Yeah, well, he's just mad that, you know, Abreu got hit the night before, or two nights before in Game 3, the game before. Altuve had been hit earlier in the game. The crowd went crazy. You know, the Astros, they weren't throwing at him there. Graveman had missed wildly the two pitches before. They definitely weren't throwing at him. Tony came out to protect his guy, and I get it. Plus, you know, it gives him – I think he was trying also to maybe – hope that he could light a miracle under his team and maybe light a little bit of a fire. But there was a little showmanship, I think, involved in that too. Look how hard I'm trying, even though we're down, 7-1 in whatever, the eighth inning or whatever it was. So I appreciate it as a player. You appreciate he's out there standing up for his guys. But, you know, at the same time, it was a little showmanship going on.
Yeah, it was. There was no question.
We enjoyed it.
Then the post-game jousting with the Dusty saying, no, there's no way we're throwing at him in that situation.
Yeah. Well, also, let's not forget Tom Hallion. He wanted to get kicked out of that game, right?
Yeah.
And Tom Hallion, the crew chief, was like, yep, nope, I'm not kicking you out. You can argue all you want. You can stand here all day if you want. And Tony kept trying, and Tony started yelling, and I think if you watch the broadcast, Adam Wainwright was like, why do managers always have to point and get their hands going, you know? Like, that's what Tony was doing to try to get the crowd fired up, and Tom Hallion just never took the bait on him.
Yeah, I think you said this. They're giving him a longer leash now because of the situation. In a regular season game, he'd already be gone. But basically, I mean, we don't know. Carlos Rodon is going to be a free agent. There are a few free agents on this team, but do you see major changes coming? I mean, you've got the core intact for a long time to come with this squad.
No, I don't. We got into it a little bit towards the end of the game last night. Once you kind of see, I don't want to say the inevitable going to happen, when you see a team's probably going to lose, you start looking ahead a little bit. Mm-hmm. The thing for me is they need a second baseman, right? They thought they had him in Madrigal. They traded him away for Kimbrel. That move, you know, will he be back, Kimbrel? I mean, he's got a big, what, I think $17 million option. Are you going to pay $17 million for an eighth inning guy for a move that didn't work out? I love Craig, but for some reason that just didn't work out, him pitching the eight. They need a second baseman, right? They probably need a more day-to-day right fielder. Now, whether that's Engel and he can step up and take over that job, or if there's somebody else in the organization they can find, a Sheets or a Vaughn or somebody like that. I don't know. They just need guys to be healthy. Their starters are pretty good, with or without Rodon. You still have Lynn, you still have Giolito, you still have Cease, you still have Keuchel. Listen, going into it right now, unless teams make major moves, they're the favorite to win the AL Central. They should win the AL Central again by 10 games again. Easily, they should cruise to the AL Central and get ready for the playoffs. They can almost already start celebrating unless something disastrous just happens. But, I don't know the major moves they can make. I don't know the payroll. I don't know what Jerry's going to decide to dish out. Right now, though, I don't see that many major moves because they don't have that many holes. They just got beat by a better team, and a more experienced team, and that's it.
AJ, with all the technical innovations in baseball broadcasting, how come they're not putting a microphone on the mound so we can hear what those conferences are all about? What goes on out there? what was the craziest mound conference you can recall?
It depended on who you had out there. If you had, like, Mark Burley out there, we were out there laughing and joking, talking about where we're going to dinner and, what we had for breakfast or whatever, because he didn't really get into all the technical stuff. Some guys, though, like, really want to hear technical stuff, and it's strange like that because every guy is different. And when the pitching coach comes out, usually most of the time that's like either a mechanical something they see, or that's a scouting report meeting. Back in the day before there was a limit on mound visits, I'd go out to the mound sometimes to give like a pitcher a break, and you talk about something completely not having to do anything with the game. And why? Because you just wanted to get their mind off of what was happening in the game, right? So you would say, hey, what about this? Or, think about something different just to get them to think about something other than trying to get a guy out. So it just depends. I wish they would for us broadcasters, because it would make our job a lot easier. We don't have to speculate on what they're talking about. But they'll never do that because there's already enough fear about sign stealing. Can you imagine if we had mics on the mound and knew what they were talking about?
It'd be entertaining, though, wouldn't it? Well, listen, AJ,
yeah, it'd be great.
AJ Pierzynski is definitely first rate as a broadcaster. But if La Russa doesn't come back, I say, AJ, you manage the White Sox.
Oh, why would you put that pressure on somebody? That's a lot of pressure.
Broadcasting's much
more
fun.
Have you seen
what?
No, you ain't. Listen, I talked to Bob Brenly about it when he went back to the booth after, he won a World Series. He was a great manager with those Diamondback teams. And I said, Bob, what do you think? And he goes, listen, I go back to my house after the game. He's like, whoever wins or lose, it's the same thing for me. He's like, when I was managing, my hair was falling out, I was gray. He's like, listen, that managing ain't all it's cracked up to be. And now I look at, like Aaron Boone with the Yankees, right? One of the great guys in baseball. And his, you know, he looks like he's aged 50 years in the 3 years he's been a Yankee manager. I'm like, geez, do I want to do that to myself?
No, well, stay youthful, and best of luck along the way with Fox Sports. A.J. Pierzynski, thanks for the chat this morning, A.J.
No problem, guys, and keep the faith. The White Sox are on the right path.